Several issues may be observed when trying to set up the purging of the archive or when trying to create a case. Here are two issues, but others may be lurking in the system still waiting to be revealed. As shown in one of these examples, it's possible for these issues to be quite transitory. One issue lies with the algorithm that's used by the manual endpoint to organize its data. It matches the files dropped in the manual endpoint against the edX distribution XML files to determine the plugin that likely ingested the data for that data type directory. Remember that raw files can be processed by more than one edX plugin. When the algorithm finds the first match, it assigns that plugin to that file in terms of a subdirectory location in DataStore manual. An early test of this system showed that regular severe weather warnings were being filed in AWW directories in DataStore manual. This is because AWW.xml was early in the alphabetical list of files to be matched, and both aviation weather warnings and severe weather warnings use similar WMO headers that start with a W. As a workaround, Raytheon implemented a check against which plugins were actually active at a WFO, and that works because the AWW plugin is a National Center's plugin, but this means this problem may appear later at INSEP sites. Unusual behavior can result when combined with other configurations. For example, one WFO had some model data show up in the DPA subdirectory in DataStore manual. DPA is the WSR-88D Digital Precipitation Array product and is radar product number 81. There is also a DPA plugin that processes this data for some of the Hydro apps. Accordingly, there is a DPA.xml distribution file that contains this regular expression to match files that have 81 as the 6th and 7th character of the file names, so it would match files like this one from the KFDR radar. However, this regular expression also matches this particular GRIB file if the date of the GRIB file is between the 10th and the 19th of August of any year. A best practice that many WFOs follow is to ensure that the LDAD names all of its GRIB files beginning with LDAD-GRIB to ensure that those files are properly identified. In this case, trying to archive this GRIB data in this 10-day period will not work because the archiver will not be able to properly find this data. Another issue to think about is the case date time window that is used for a given case, especially when combined with GFE forecast. This is because GFE names some of its HDF grids according to the forecast time and not the issuance time for some databases. So, if you were wanting to evaluate how certain forecasts were being prepared relative to the corresponding observational data, the forecasts are dated in the future. So if you want to include some of the forecasts with a certain data case, you should extend the case end date into the future. Another way to think about this would be that the forecast with today's date timestamp would be the forecast issued previously, perhaps yesterday or the day before yesterday, depending on the forecast period. There's another potential issue with archiving GFE forecast that we are still investigating and testing. When subsequent forecasts for the same valid time are archived, do they append or overwrite the previous forecast? We don't know the answer to that yet. For ABLIPS 1 and WES 1, the WES provided a tool to create unmodified grids for GFE for particular input models. In ABLIPS 2, these are created by the real-time smart inits and are archived automatically. These will be created automatically by the AWIPS2 included with WES2 Bridge if GRIB data need to be reprocessed for any reason.